First of all, I'd like to thank you all for coming today. I'd like to thank you for your patience and waiting for me to get here. I appreciate that. In 1997, I opened the door for independents to seek nomination for the presidential race through the county council route. And I'm now asking the members of the Oireachtas to exercise their constitutional right and nominate an independent to run in this year's presidential race. It's clear that the people of Ireland do want a more open process. They do want a more open and fair nominating process. And before they cast their vote in the presidential election, I believe that they want to know where all political parties and candidates stand on the issue of maintaining our constitution and upholding its laws. The president promises to do this and to use their abilities. In the service and the welfare of all of the people of Ireland. I have always stood up for what I believe in, and I have always defended our constitution and the rights of our people within it. In a diverse society like ours, there is a need for real liberalism, not intolerance that discriminates. Everyone has the right to be treated with respect and to express their opinions and their values. There is room in Ireland for people who have values and who take decisions based on their moral judgments. People cannot feel that they are not. People must not feel that they're not represented, because that is not what a democracy is about. As nominations close on September 28th, I'm asking the members of the Oireachtas to grant me a nomination so that the people of Ireland can make their judgment. Also, in the interests of equality, I would ask the members of the Oireachtas to nominate another woman to run. As nominations close on the 28th, I ask them to grant me a nomination as an independent candidate. I wouldn't want this to be known as the what if presidential election. What if? That they will exercise that very precious constitutional right, and I believe it would be for the first time to allow an independent candidate to be nominated and to run. And to those who may not agree with what I have to say, I would ask them to defend my right to say it. Thank you.
Can I just ask briefly, firstly, what sort of numbers do you have in terms of support, as far as you know at this stage? Do you need 20 Oireachtas members?
I do. I'm not going to give you numbers at this stage. I do have support in the independents, and I did approach any Oireachtas members who would be open to give a nomination. I therefore did approach the Fianna Fáil members when they had decided not to put forward their own candidate. So I will be able to give you numbers. Our nomination day, our deadline is the 28th. And up until that time, I will be seeking support from any and all quarters.
Can you get the numbers without the support of Fianna Fáil? Do you need them in order to get the nomination?
Well, we shall see. It's highly likely that I will need support from any and all quarter.
Now that you've declared, are you confident that you can get the support? Have you been confident from the signings that you've done that you can get?
I have had very positive response, absolute agreement that the people of this country do want a more open process, an absolute agreement that it is time for the Alaptas to step up to the mark. The county councils did it in 97. Had it not been for the consensus of 2004, I had the county councils to run then. And we've seen this year that the county councils will no longer be denied that constitutional right. And knowing that the people of this country want a more open process, I know that members in the Oireachtas do want to respond to that.
Dan, from the TV. If you do get nominated, how do you feel if there would be two Derry people in the race?
Well, that would be interesting. Again, you know, I just believe that allow people to be nominated, allow the people of this country the wide choice that they want, and respect what the people decide.
You were the first person in the history of the state to get nominated through the county councils 14 years ago. Why wait until now to declare your interest in this? Why didn't you go to the county councils again?
Well, I did that in 97, and I have to again commend the courage, in many cases it was the courage of the county councillors, and they really are the grassroots. I did it again in 2004 because I was asked, in fact, by the Labour chairman of one of the county councils. His words were, if you want to ask us, we want to give it. And those of you who followed that know that I did have enough nominations before certain county councils were under the whip and they had to take back the nomination. I am absolutely delighted that two independent candidates have gone that route. Maybe the challenge for us is that the new frontier, being in tune with the democratic wishes of the people of this country, is the Oireachtas. And so that's why I am seeking the Oireachtas route.
Dana, do you think that the Oireachtas members should just nominate anybody who seeks a nomination? Or what do you stand for that would recommend it to them in terms of seeking a nomination?
Well, I have been in the presidential race before, and although I think I went into the actual vote with them, I'm not sure if it was 3 or 4%, but it was very, very low. I did end up with 14.5% of the vote, and I did draw from grassroots right across every party. And so I do believe that there is a tested history there. It was then elected to the European Parliament. So I have always, always put the people of this country first. I have always defended their rights within the Constitution, even to the point where I was expelled from the Irish delegation in the European Parliament because I informed and I upheld and I campaigned very hard for the rights of the Irish people to reject Meath's vote. Informed them and then told them of my concerns, and we succeeded in rejecting Meath's vote. So I think the people know, and those who are elected know, that I have always put the people of this country first. I have always defended its constitution and their rights within it. And I do appeal to the independent members of the Oireachtas. I actually formed the first independent alliance at the time of Meath's vote. I wrote to every independent elected representative from county council level upwards. And we ended up with, I don't remember if it was 166 or 220, now I don't remember. But for the first time we established that there was a legitimate voice, a legitimate constituency represented by independents. And so I do appeal to them to open up their office, to allow an independent to go forward.
Do you still have the same stance on European issues? Because we're hearing that Fianna Fáil members, at least some of them, would have reservations about nominating you on account of your opposition to Meath's vote. Did you oppose the Lisbon Treaty, for example?
I opposed any referendum where the people were not fully informed and able to make a proper decision. And I think I know I was the first to ever raise on the horizon, not just to the people, but to the media and to other political parties. I held information meetings throughout the entire country, and I put into the hands of journalists like yourselves their own copy of a European constitution that was already written and printed. So my position on Europe has never been anti-Europe. I don't think you will ever read an anti-Europe statement from me. I have always said that I was in favour of the foundation of Europe, that cooperation is always better than conflict. But I always maintained that the people of this country deserved the right to be fully informed before they were asked to make any decision. And you can check my quotes on this. And if fully informed, they decide to go ahead, taking all things into account, then that is a truly democratic vote. But I felt they were not. And you'll see that that was always my position.
Why have you left it so late? You've missed all the county councils now because they all met early September. You've lost some of the independents because they've already committed themselves now. And Fianna Fáil are in complete disarray. Why have you left it so late now? And what makes you think that you will get nominated?
Well, we have until the 28th. We still have a good number of independents who are not committed. And I know that there is a desire within the members of the Oireachtas, whether they be of a party or independents, there is a desire to respond to the democratic wish of the people for a more open nomination process. As I said before, the Oireachtas has never had the honour yet of exercising that constitutional right. And, you know, and before it's pressed upon them, because I do believe we'll see a change in the nomination process in the very near future, it would be, I think, a very good thing and would be very respectful of the people if they were to exercise that of their own volition and of their own. And I believe they do want to.
As you know, tomorrow the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party are meeting to discuss whether or not they should have an open vote in nominating people. Would you ask them now and the party leadership to allow members of the Fianna Fáil in the Oireachtas an open vote on who to nominate?
I would very much ask that. I know that there has been a decision made that they do not want to run their own internal candidate. I know that that's unprecedented for the Fianna Fáil party. I know that their grassroots are still there. And I know that there's a desire among grassroots that not just them, but the grassroots of all the parties, that they have a choice, that they have an open choice. And yes, I do ask that they would, as Oireachtas members, exercise that constitutional right.
Can I ask you what your thoughts were when you heard of Martin McGuinness's throwing his hat in the ring?
I think anyone who wants to throw their hat in the ring should be allowed to do so. And I do take into account the question that was given to me. Does that mean that just anyone can? Of course, there has to be a certain amount of discernment in who they would want to run. I just feel that the people are the ones who decide. I strongly believe that the days of the keys of the Aras belonging to political leadership should be over, and the people should be given the choice, the direct choice of their president, as it states in our constitution.
Donna, can I ask you, how can you convince people that you will be a president for all of the people? For example, you mentioned about values and moral judgments earlier on. How can you convince people, for example, in the gay community, people who are pro-choice, how can you convince those people, and are you willing to, if you want to convince those people, that you will be a president for them too?
Well, anyone who knows me knows that I have always been consistent in what my personal beliefs are. I have always answered questions on that. I don't believe I've gone around with a brickbat. hitting people over the head of them. When asked, I have always been straightforward in where I stand. I think people know where I stand. But they also know that I respect other people. I'm not judgmental, except when I was on the All-Ireland Talent Show. But apart from that, I am not judgmental, and anyone who knows me knows that. I respect, and I am open. I try to love and respect the people I meet in my life and the people I work with. And I think that's evident in the fact that, for example, in the first Independent Alliance, I wrote to everyone. I didn't discriminate against an independent voice. David Norris signed it. Shane Ross signed it. Finian McGrath signed it. Many of the elected independent members now were councillors then. They signed it. You know, we can very easily find the things that divide us. And our country is very broken because of lack of trust. Very broken. And I believe, just as happens in the North, if we concentrate or focus on the things that divide us, we will never move forward. But we can find many things that unite us. And one of the things that unites us now is that we have people of every walk of life and every persuasion who are having to choose between paying their mortgage and putting food on their table, you know, who are having to decide whether they feed their children first and take what's left. And that's not an exaggeration. We have still a horrendous suicide rate in this country. There are many things that we can focus on and work on together. And I have never, ever let someone else's position or opinion or ideas or moral standing ever stop me trying to find a way for us to work together for the good of the people of this country. And it never will.
Are yourself and Laura Samaragu fishing from the same pool of votes, effectively, given that you will both be seen as conservative candidates to the right on the political spectrum? Are you basically in competition for the nomination?
Well, I would be in competition with anyone seeking nomination at this time. That doesn't mean that I feel that they should be denied the right to do it. You know, that would not be democratic at all, would it? You know, it has to be more open. And I think there are enough nomination votes to go around.
Dana, what is exactly your campaign platform? Because you mentioned was talking about Christian democracy, and Martin Guinness is talking about broad-based republicanism. How would you sum up your political philosophy or your message to voters?
Well, it wouldn't be any different than it has been since 1997, and that is the president's only real duty is to uphold and maintain the Constitution and the rights of the people within it. It isn't a political platform. I don't have political issues that I'm going to promote. I think there are very few people in this country who don't know where I stand on issues. And as I said, who don't understand that because I have beliefs and ideals and whatever you want to call them, has not prevented me working and happily working with people who do not share that. And I would simply maintain the platform I've always had, that I would put Ireland first and I would put the people of this country first.
Dana, for the way Irish Daily Mail, have you fallen in place of the campaign ahead?
I'm sorry?
Have you fallen in place of the campaign ahead?
We will be seeking public funding for this work, yes. And you know, for independents, they don't have any other choice. And that's something I hope when they look at the future of nominating and campaigns, it is very difficult for independents. It really is. And I think that there needs to be, you know, an examination of a level playing field, if possible.
Have you had any indication of support from Eamon O'Cleave?
I contacted, in calling a few individual members, I was advised to speak with the Secretary General, which I did. And he advised me to speak with all of the members, which I did.
Secretary General of Fianna Fáil?
Yes. And when I say I did, I called whoever I could. I did not speak in person with all of them. I did not speak in person with Eamon O'Creeve. I was perhaps sensitive also to the fact that his name and, well, of course, Brian's not a member of the Erasmus, but I think either he had put his name forward or had been put forward as a candidate. So I did try to be sensitive to that. I did not personally speak with Mr. O'Keefe.
Did you personally speak with Micheál Martin?
No, I left a message on his telephone, and I was advised by, I believe, the Secretary General to write, to formally write, which I did.
Did you receive a reply?
No.
So how many Fianna Fáil TDs said they were prepared to nominate you?
Well, I had, all I can say to you is that I had a very positive response, if the party would allow it. And it's my hope that the party would allow it. And I stressed that I'm not seeking endorsement for my candidacy. Neither am I seeking that from the independents. I'm not seeking endorsement for my campaign. I'm simply seeking the constitutional right to run as an independent. That's all.
You need to rely on Fianna Fáil support to get the nomination. So depending on what happens at tomorrow's meeting, your campaign could be overridden before it even begins.
Well, I think we have enough independents who have not yet committed. And, you know, perhaps you're right, you know.
Do you have to rely on Fianna Fáil for support?
Well, we shall see that by the 28th. And I wouldn't say that that's a decision would be reached tomorrow.
Thank you very much. If anybody needs to speak to that individually, very welcome.
One last question. You say there's independents out there, but within the headcount, there's no way there's plenty of independents out there. I mean, it's quite obvious you're going to need support from beyond the independents.
Well, I'm willing to take support from any quarter, and I won't refuse it.
Yes, well, the point of thing is you're pitching your cap at the independents, but there aren't enough of them.
Well, in that case, I will take support from any quarter, and that's why I did contact Fianna Fáil when they were not running their own candidate, and I think they're maintaining that position. And so I'm asking for the nomination as an independent. But first of all, I contacted the independents because I'm running as an independent.